Good morning and welcome to Coffee Break, a podcast of Riverside County Child Support Services. My name is Nathan Hartell, Deputy Director, and I'm co-hosting this morning's episode with...
My name is Bruce Wagner. I'm the Chief Attorney here at the Department of Child Support Services in Riverside, California. And how are you, Nathan?
I'm doing pretty well, Bruce. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Well, I'm excited this morning because we are here to do another espresso-sized episode for our listeners to get some really important information out quick and out fast. And as we know with COVID-19, things change often and things change quickly. And for the last 3 months, Child Support Services in Riverside County has been closed to our public. The only thing that we have had open is our payment kiosk in our lobby, but we've not been able to receive any of our customers in for a face-to-face interview. And we're here this morning to make an exciting announcement about an upcoming change to that. So I'm looking forward to being able to share that with our listeners.
Yeah, so this, as with everything during this COVID-19 time, this isn't a major change, is it? It's a little step towards getting back to where we were before this pandemic hit.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But what's funny about it is that everything is phases now, right? Everything is a phase or a stage. Everything is slowly stepping into things. But it feels like with every one of those baby steps, it's super exciting because we've not been able to do anything for so long that it's just nice when anything changes. So yeah. I think that's why I feel excited to share this with our listeners and our customers. So the news is this: effective June 15th, which is a Monday, we're recording this on Thursday of the prior week, and we're excited that in just a few short days, our customers will now have the ability to go onto our Riverside County Child Support Services website, and there is going to be an interview appointment scheduling opportunity for them on there. So what that means is that customers will be able to physically come into our office. They can meet with a Child Support Services specialist and have their questions answered, talk about their child support case, with the caveat that it is appointment only. The other exciting thing that we're offering is we're going to offer Skype virtual appointments. So a customer will be able to go to our website and make a selection. Do they want to come into the office? If they're not comfortable doing that yet, that's okay. We completely understand that. They can select a Skype option, which gives them an opportunity to schedule a virtual appointment where they can still see face-to-face on their phone, on their device, their home computer or laptop, whatever it might be, a child support representative. So we're really excited to roll out that opportunity effective June 15th.
Yeah, and that's going to be for our customer service office only. Is that right, Nathan? So this will be in Riverside in our back building and over in Indio in the main entrance. And is it true out in Blythe they're going to have
yes. the same thing? Yes, this will be taking place in all three of our branches. So I'm glad that you brought that up. That's Riverside, Indio, and Blythe, effective the same day. And our payment kiosks will still be open as well. So, you know, rolling that out, it is a baby step. It is something small. We do want to emphasize that we are not taking walk-in customers. That's an important thing for us to clarify and emphasize because we don't want to be in a position to have to turn anybody away. However, because of COVID-19, because of public safety and health issues, we are stepping very carefully back into the world of completely opening our office. We're not quite there yet. So we'll talk about a few of the details, but yes, it's all three branch offices, appointment interviews only by Skype or in person, effective June 15th. We probably should talk a little bit about social distancing and some of the requirements that we will have for our customers during this time.
Yeah. And this appointment only doesn't apply to people who want to come in and use our kiosk to make payments, does it?
It does not. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, the payment kiosk stays the same. They can come in anytime to do that. Typically, we have security guards who are helping facilitate and escort folks into the lobby is how they've been doing it over the last 3 months. They kind of control the flow of people that are coming into the lobby. And we're still going to do that. We're going to maintain a safe space of 6 feet in between. We're going to control the number of customers that we can have in our lobby at any time, but it's really going to be nice to be able to see customers face to face again. So social distancing applies. Face masks, we are highly recommending. The same language that the county is using, we are highly recommending that when a customer comes to our office to meet with a child support specialist for an interview or even to use the kiosk for a payment, that they wear a face mask. So that's an important thing to protect not only themselves, but others. Our staff will be wearing face masks. So we're going to have those things going on to make sure that we are helping our customers to feel safe. They might be wondering about cleanliness of our office, and we want to let them know that if they are coming in to meet with someone face to face, they walk in and they sit down at an interview booth, there's going to be plexiglass in between them and our staff. So that should help them to feel a little bit safer as well. And they can be assured and feel comfortable that that space that they are sitting in has been thoroughly cleaned and disinfected from the person who is sitting there before them, to make sure that our customers feel safe coming into our space.
Yeah, and we're going to be real diligent about that, making sure that we disinfect the areas. We're not going to do it daily. We're going to do it after each customer has left the customer service area. So, safety is number one for us, for our customers, for our staff. So rest assured, if you do come into the office, we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that everyone stays safe.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm sure that there are some customers who are feeling maybe the same way I am. I'll be honest, I'm pretty apprehensive still about getting back out there and entering into to different, you know, businesses or stores. And I know there's a lot of different feelings about that and different approaches. So I bring that up just to say that just because we are offering this opportunity does not mean that our customers have to do anything different. For the last 90 days or so, you know, we have been communicating by phone and by live chat, which is still an opportunity and an available option for communication with our child support specialists. And we have Customer Connect. So if they want to continue to operate in that way, that's perfectly fine. This is really being made available for those who feel like they're ready to take that next step and they may want to physically come into the office. Or even if they're not, they love the idea of being able to see the face of their child support specialist that helps them with communication. And they can do that through Skype if they want to.
Yeah, and they are able to bring in documentation if they have a pending court hearing or if there's something that they need to give to us in preparation of a court hearing, we will be accepting documentation.
That's right. We'll have a special location available for customers to drop off paperwork if that's what they want to do or need to do. So we've tried our best to think through all of those details for our customers to make it a pleasant and positive experience when they come in. It's really important for us to make sure our customers know that we take their health and safety just as seriously as we do the safety and the health of our staff that are going to be meeting with them. So that's kind of our big news. And I think what I want to throw out there now is just some information about how long is this going to last? You know, we said effective June 15th. How long is this going to be the way we do things? Bruce, can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. This is our phase one, which it coincides with the Riverside County return plan of phase one. Just open up on a limited basis. And we're going to keep this phase one in place until, I believe it's September 15th. Is that right, Nathan?
Yes, that's right. And so we can put that out there, I think, as a benchmark, at which time around the middle of September, we'll be evaluating whether we continue with this model for interviews with our customers or whether or not we're able to actually open it up even more. And maybe we can lift some more restrictions. So as everybody knows, it's a constant process of evaluating, you know, where we are at with the pandemic. And so that's going to all be taking place between now and then. So I would say, you know, our customers, our listeners know that for the next few months, approximately, this will kind of be our new norm for expanded opportunities for them to meet with our staff.
Yeah, and it is an approximation. We are still in the midst of a pandemic, and we don't know what direction it's going to be going. So we're going to be ready to make the change if and when we need to do so. Hopefully, it's going to work out on the positive side and that we can actually do our return phase a little bit earlier than September 15th. But nobody knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, everything's still a little bit of a question mark, but that's okay. You know, it's like I said at the beginning, it's really nice to have a positive announcement to make during this time. So with that, you know, that really is our news for this particular espresso shot. I want to encourage our customers to continue communicating with us. Whatever method of communication works best for you, whether it's live chat, phone, email, Customer Connect, or one of these new appointment opportunities for you, please stay in touch with us. We really want to hear from you, and we want to be able to talk with you and help you with any of your child support case needs. Bruce, any final words?
Just the usual. Take care of yourself out there. Stay safe. Protect yourself. Protect others. And let's beat this thing and get back to normal.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. I would encourage you to visit our Riverside County Child Support Services.com website. That is where you're going to find all the information about appointment setting to meet with a child support representative for your interviews. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast. Share the information with your friends who might benefit from listening to these episodes. And if there's anything we can do to help you, please call us. Please come in. We're here for you. Thank you.